Welcome to Reggie Digital.
Hello, humanoids. Welcome to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? I know, humanoids. I know. I have to apologize for being away for so long. While away, I've had some medical issues and some electronic issues. I discovered that I can pay for my internet service prepaid, basically. And I think I'm going to go that route. It seems a little cheaper than the route that I'm on now. So I think I'm going to go that route. Starting in July. I also had to get a new phone. You know, you guys know that I like Android and iOS, but my main driver is the iOS. So I got to tell you, my iPhone 6S, which I bought in 2016, excuse me, allergies are acting up, which I bought in 2016, the battery died on me. And I had to get a new phone. So I got the SE second edition, I think it is. The SE2. Just to hold me over until the new iPhone comes out this year. I haven't really checked out the specs and all that, but I want to check it out. But anyway, so the medical problems that I had was, apparently I had a cyst on my back for some time now. Really didn't know it, but it got aggravated. They had to lance it, and they gave me some antibiotics. The antibiotics... Usually I read the side effects before I take any medication, but this time I didn't, and the side effects were loss of appetite, feeling of nausea. What's a nausea? Isn't that some female's name? Nausea. Hey, nausea, how you doing, girl? But, nausea and loss of appetite, nauseous, and vomiting. And I went through side effects of that the first night. And I thought maybe it was the combination of the other medications that I'm taking, plus that was making me really, really sick. It wasn't. I should have read the side effects, but I didn't. And I lost my appetite. Wasn't eating. I thought that I was drinking enough water, staying hydrated. Apparently, I wasn't. I stopped taking my other medications, And one of them that I stopped taking was my depression medicine, which I really, really needed. And yeah, your boy got sick. Yeah, really sick. Dehydrated. Wasn't feeling well at all. Not eating. Not really drinking. And I had to get some fluids pumped in me. Afterwards, my family was checking on me and everything. And my niece bought me some Pedialyte. And it's funny, when you start taking something or you buy something, then you start seeing an abundance of it, or you see, you know, for example, when I bought my car, when I had my Ford Focus, I really didn't see that many. But after I bought it, every time I turn around, I'm seeing a Ford Focus. Same thing with my Ford Explorer. Same thing with with my electric bike. It's like, after I bought it, every time I turn around, I see one. Interesting. But, yeah, I was laid up for a week. Well, 10 days or whatever. I was, yeah. Man, it was bad, y'all. It was bad. Especially the dehydration. But anyway, the Pedialyte. After my niece bought me the Pedialyte, and oh my gosh, let me tell you guys. Please stay hydrated. Please do not get Pedialyte to rehydrate. Did research in coconut water, which I love, rehydrates you quicker and has less sodium. That stuff, Pedialyte, oh my gosh, is so full of sodium. I know it rehydrates you faster than Gatorade and all the Powerades and all that stuff, but it killed my taste buds. It really did. By the time I started to get better and my appetite was trying to come back, I had a piece of candy while on Pedialyte. Just a little mini turtle. Love turtles. But just a little mini turtle. And the Pedialyte seemed to enhance the sweetness until it was like overkill. On a mini turtle. A little bite-sized mini turtle. Killed it. Then, a friend of mine was eating some McDonald's french fries, and I was like, yo, can I get one of those? They was like, yeah. And oh my gosh, it was so salty. It was like, look, it was like it went straight from the grease into a bucket of salt. That one french fry, that was, oh my gosh. Yeah, so Pedialyte, yeah, just messed everything up. So, but the funny thing is, humanoids, I went and bought some more. I've been sipping on Pedialyte like it's wine. When I get off from work, man, I grab me a nice ice cold glass of Pedialyte. I either pour it in my beer mug, my frosty beer mug I put in the freezer before I go to work, or I take a wine glass and put it in the freezer, one of those plastic wine glasses, put it in the freezer before I go to work so it's nice and chill when I come home. And then I take and pour me some Pedialyte in there, kick my shoes off, dim the lights, turn on YouTube, and sip away. Yeah, Pedialyte is my best friend now, especially living down here in Southeast Georgia, man. In Southeast Georgia, we are getting heat. It's not even summer yet, y'all, and it's burning up. And the heat isn't so bad as it's the humidity, you know, living right off the coast, living right off the ocean, you know, that humidity is. But yeah, while I was laid up, sick, drained, dehydrated, not eating and all that stuff, there were a few shows that I watched on Netflix that I want to talk about a little bit. And once I reveal them to you, I think you guys are going to enjoy it. If you have Netflix, check it out. If you have HBO Max, I'm going to tell you about a show that I watched there. Yeah, I did a lot of streaming because I couldn't sleep. That was another thing, and I could not sleep. So, yeah. My eyes were glued to streaming networks for a couple of weeks. And out of that couple of weeks, I maybe got an hour or two a night of sleep, maybe. But yeah. Right now I'm going to take a break because you know what time it is, humanoids. You know what time it is. It's time to pay the bills, and I'll be right back. And we're going to talk about those shows.
Listening to the Reggie Digital Podcast.
Okay, humanoids, I'm back. In the last segment, I was talking about the Pedialyte and how, you know, once you start taking something or buy something, you start noticing a lot more of it. Well, there's a commercial I've seen in the past, and after I bought Pedialyte, I started seeing this commercial more. And in the commercial, there's a father and a daughter, and the daughter, I guess, was sick or whatever, and was supposed to be taking a Pedialyte, and the father got sick or whatever, and he was drinking a Pedialyte like it was nothing. And she was like, "Hey, that's mine." He said, "I'll buy you a pony." That was funny. But yeah, that's the only reason why I brought up the, you know, once you buy something or get something, you see a lot more of. And also the electric bike. Like I said, since I bought mine, and the 1 year anniversary is coming up on the 17th of June. It will be 1 year that I have had my Jetson Bolt Pro. And since then, I've seen a lot more zooming around town. And if it's not the Jetson Bolt, it is the DYU. I forgot what it's called, the Dolphin or something like that. Basically, it's the same bike, the exact same bike. Everything is compatible. Everything. Battery, controller. The only difference is the, I think the little LED screen that indicates your battery. That I think that's the only difference. But anyway, let's get on with these shows that I was glued to. Over on HBO Max, I may have mentioned it before, but there is a show that I truly enjoy. It's animated. It's It is Blade Runner, Black Lotus. You guys, if you have HBO Max, go and check that out. It is a really good show. I'm not going to talk about it because I may spoil it. I may, you know, inadvertently spoil it for you guys. I want you guys to check it out for yourself. So I'm not going to, you know, say anything about it. But go check it out. You're going to like it. Then, over on Netflix. Netflix, I've been glued to a lot of shows. I'm getting more and more into Japanese animation. I used to be into anime way back in the day with movies like The Ninja Scroll. These are for some of you old heads. And if you're not an old head and you like anime, check out Ninja Scroll, one of my favorites. Another one of my favorites is Crying Freeman. And I had the live action Crying Freeman. Oh man, I had it on VHS. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I had it on VHS. I was going to get it converted over to DVD, but never did. And if I'm not mistaken, I still have it. I just have to dig through this, my old collection. I still have it. And if I still have it, I'm going to have to find me a VHS player but I'm pretty sure I can find it online now. I hope I can, because this was years ago, man. This was this was over 20 years ago. But then I got married and everything and got out of anime like I used to, but I'm slowly getting back into it because my son is into Japanese animation, you know, and he's into anime and all that. So, you know, being laid up sick and can't really do anything or go anywhere, I've been getting back into anime. So, one is Tiger and Bunny. I love that show. Over on Netflix. there's this, I think I mentioned this before, there's this one called Yokiro Lives Alone. It's about this little 4-year-old boy who has his own apartment and everything. It's a good show. I like it. Also, I revisited Alice in Borderland. This is not an anime. This is live action. Guys, check that out. I love Alice in Borderland. I can't wait until season 2. I've been waiting for, over a year now? Alice in Borderland. Also, The Umbrella Academy. I can't wait till season... Oh, come on, man. Umbrella Academy. What's up with that? I know COVID messed up a lot, but golly, gee whiz. Also, Love, Death, Plus Robots. Now, I've been seeing, the poster for it, and I'm like, I didn't think it was going to be like it was. And like it was, reminded me of another animation or anime, whatever you want to call it, from back in the day, which was Heavy Metal. I loved Heavy Metal. But when Heavy Metal 2000 came out, I thought they dropped the ball. It wasn't as interesting. I guess. I don't know. It was like something was missing from Heavy Metal 2000 that it didn't have the same type of feel as Heavy Metal. Now, if you don't know what Heavy Metal is, Heavy Metal was a compilation of animated shorts. A compilation of short stories. And I loved it. I loved it as a teenager. Loved it. And then when the Heavy Metal 2000 came out, I wasn't that big of a fan of. But Heavy Metal, oh my gosh, you guys, you youngsters, if you don't know what Heavy Metal is, see if you can find it and check it out. And then check out Heavy Metal 2000, even though I'm not a fan of it, not that big of a fan of it, I should say. Compare the two and then give me your opinion. Hit me up here on the podcast. There should be a message button. You can leave a short message and let me know and say, hey, Reggie, you're right. There's something missing. But yeah, Love, Death, Plus Robots have 3 seasons. The 3rd season just came out this past Friday. And I got a chance to binge watch it, and I like it. I really do. I like it. A bunch of animated shorts, just like Heavy Metal. I'm so glad that somebody, put that together, because I really like it. Especially, I like season 1, love season 2, and really enjoyed season 3 of Love, Death, Plus Robots. And what else did I watch? Oh, now, over on Hulu, I kind of gotten away from anime and science fiction and stuff like that, and watch some old shows like Fargo. Yeah, I checked out Fargo. I think it's a Hulu exclusive called Woke. I checked that out. It was pretty good. I liked it. Plus, you know, my regular shows, man, like Atlanta, you know, I had to check, you know, I got to check out season 3 of Atlanta. Atlanta was my show, man. That's my show. And what else did I watch on Hulu? Really nothing. To me, Hulu, just, I don't know. I mean, I have it, I watch it, but to me, Hulu is to catch up on network shows that I don't have access to, like ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, those type shows, because, again, you know, I cut the cable some years ago, so that's to catch up on what's happening over there on those networks. That's what I basically use Hulu for. What else? Who else did I stream? Oh, you guys, if you have Crackle, check out Chosen, a Crackle original. Very good show. Very, very good show. If you like like a suspenseful murder mystery, I wouldn't even say that. It's more like a whodunit and why they doing it type situation. So yeah, check that out. Check that out. You know, that's about it. That was about it. All that I can think of right off the top of my head. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That was about it. So those are the shows that I checked out while I was sick, you guys, while I was incapacitated, feeling under the weather. You know, I still don't. I still ask the question, right? Shouldn't we all be sick because we are all under the weather? We live on the planet. We live on the planet with this atmosphere. So we all under the weather. But yeah. You guys, man, you guys have a good one. Humanoids. That's another thing too, man. I get sick. And after I start feeling better, I get silly. I get silly and I get tongue-tied. But yeah, I'm feeling a lot better, guys. I want to thank you for stopping by and listening to the podcast. Hey, humanoids. 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 In this digital world, are we staying human? Is y'all still got blood pumping through y'all veins? Or is it digital code? Humanoids. Until the next time. Stay human. Holla at you next week. Peace.
Well, humanoids, it's time for me to get up out of here. Gotta go recharge my batteries. Hope everybody have a beautiful, beautiful week. And remember, humanoids, stay human. Thank you.